Exactly the same, stretching off in every distance. And some of them were different colors. There was little blue ones, and little green ones, little red ones, but every one of them was an exact square with one door in the front and a little window, and all the shrubberies were perfectly square. It was the square town. When you looked at it from down on the hill, you'd see the little square yards all perfectly trimmed and the little blocks, and everybody looked exactly the same. So this dog, who didn't look anything like any of the other dogs in that town, would walk through the town looking for a little fun. He didn't like the square people. And in one of these houses, far off on a corner in the side of a block, behind a little blue house, in a little green house, there lived the typical young American boy. So here he was, sitting in his room, the typical young American boy, and he was sitting in his room listening to his stereo, listening to the typical young American rock song. Hey. this typical little cat, and Barry looked down at his cat and said, "It's such a beautiful kitty, just like all the other kitties on my block, like that kitty the next house down, Whitey, and my little kitty Fluffy the other house. The only thing about you is that you've got such a strange name. I saw you the day you were born, and I looked at you and I said, Kitty, you're so beautiful, you're so wonderful and furry and small, and I think I'm gonna name you Holster Nutbag! But the boy's life was very sad because all the other little friends on the block made fun of him because his cat was named Holster Nutbag. But he didn't care, he loved his cat more than anything. So this one particular day, he said, Holster Nutbag, while I sit in here and listen to my MTV, I'm gonna open the door and let you go out for a walk. And Holster Nutbag stepped out, and he went past the shrub, and he went past the typical American car in the driveway, and he walked out, he took a left, and he moseyed down the street. When suddenly, he turned the corner, and he came face to face with Harpua. Looked at the little Holster Nutbag, and a big grin crossed his face. He had walked all the way down from the mud-entrenched hillside above, and this is what exactly he was looking for. He looked at the eyes of Holster Nutbag, and he knew the time had come.
Station with a bad reputation, it's a sign of the name. nation doesn't need a vacation as the people rush by.